my good friend Mish Shedlock, who is a blogger extraordinaire, an economist, a guy who has his eye to the market, his ear to the grindstone, if you will, and someone who I rely on for great information. So what I thought we'd do is go through this discussion directly and kind of link in and kind of talk about some of the things that there's so many things on this. Mish, isn't it? There's a lot of things to talk about, right?
Absolutely, there's a lot of you sound like when I was on Coast to Coast the other day. So many things I wanted to talk about, I couldn't even get them out. But certainly the stock markets themselves. You've got new lending facilities coming out of the Fed. We've got some action in treasuries to talk about. The moves in currencies have been absolutely nothing short of amazing volatility. Just really all across the board. Commodities are certainly down. Oil, $65 or something,
which
today
is unbelievable.
So lots of things to talk about.
So let me ask you about currency. Let's just stop there, because you would think that with all the things going on in the U.S. that our currency would be hurt. You know, you would think that we'd have huge problems here because the fact that, you know, our economy is teetering on the brink of extinction, it seems. But why is it that the dollar is so strong, or is it really more of a function of a relative to performance, and it's really not the dollar that's so strong, but it's everything else that has just totally been destroyed?
Actually, it's certainly the latter. And this is one of the things that I've gotten right personally. I talked about that today on my blog. By the way, people can do a Google search for Mish, M-I-S-H, find my blog. But I was talking today about the U.S. dollar, the yen, the treasuries. All those are soaring in risk aversion moves. And I had talked about this previously. I talked about this last summer. I was predicting the U.S. dollar index to hit 85 and then 90. It hit 86 today. Mm. And people, when I made that claim, thought it was totally nuts. But it is all relative performance.